call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise. Edmonds.
Here. Okay, public participation. Who do we have first?
Seth Reddington.
Seth Reddington, I live here in Clinton. I've asked a question for a long time. How's the commissioner on the fire department? Upon multiple FOIA requests, the city has a set of bylaws for that department. You must apply, even if you're a returning fireman. Be voted on the department. Those FOIA requests show that none of that had been done. There's been a history. Certain things in that department, certain individuals that have turned in time, been overpaid, and they paid it back. I think the city needs to audit the hours because I FOIA requested it and received them. I did ask about on-call pay. The attorney stated there is no on-call pay. With that being said, the Apple Pork Festival, they're paid by the hour when the calls go out, they turn in time. That would be on-call pay. With a commissioner inserting himself on the department, I think it's wrong. With the past practice of having to pay it back, I feel that he should have to pay that back to the community, to the city, because it's tax money. The other thing I want to say, at any point in time, the council members, whenever they make ordinances, change policies, they should not directly benefit from those until the next election. State statute clearly outlines that. There's multiple statutes out there. I can produce those for you if need be, but the city pays an attorney for a good chunk of money every year to represent you guys. So any ordinances, statutes, bylaws that are changed to directly affect one of you guys, think real hard about it. But I don't see how Commissioner Ballinger is receiving pay as a fireman when it clearly shows that he's not. Thank you for my time.
Thank you. And next.
Adam.
Please state your name and address, please.
Yes, I am Adam Loggeman. I live in 508 North Jackson.
Thank you.
So this is kind of my first time doing this, so I apologize.
Take it easy.
I've been on the fire department for about 3 years. It was prior service before that. I know what drama looks like, and I've seen different things over the years. That being said, that there's a lot of things that really need to come to a stop, whereas whatever is going on between these two gentlemen, it affects the firefighters, whether it's doing our job or outside of the firehouse. I don't know what needs to be done, but it needs to stop. Words have been said. I'm speaking on my behalf, not anybody else's. But something needs to be done about it, because it does affect us one way or the other. I joined the fire department to serve the community, just like I did when I served my country. Okay. With that being said, there was some questions, voting-wise, on attendance. I'd like to make that very clear. The voting, when it came to attendance, we kind of made it a point that there had to be a certain percentage that was made at that point in time. Some people were cut and some people had ill feelings about that. I was the one who pushed that forward because my prior service, you have to set a standard. And we as firefighters have to have that standard to do our jobs. So that being said, I'm letting it know that that's the reason why I'm basically making the statement of, we're all here to do a job, especially the firefighters, okay? But we can't do it with the drama and the fighting and that said to that firefighter, it's gotta stop. Because one way or the other, it's affecting all of us, not just two people. That's all I really had to say.
Let's clarify something. Have I spoke to any of the firemen? Have I confronted you? Absolutely not. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm simply ignoring that.
No? Okay. Thank you for coming.
Yep.
This is a place to speak in public forum. Thank you.
Okay. Need a motion for approval of the minutes of the last meeting.
I make that motion. I'll say it.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. Read the list of the bills, please, Cameron.
General Administration, $47,341.13. Economic Development, $2,382.38. Police, $120,563.01. Fire, $17,970.30. Street, $7,898.04. Parks, $4,451.13. Public Health and Safety, $84,599.03. Emergency Services, $118,572.34. Fire and Police Commission, $1,503. Liability Insurance, $2,975. Infrastructure, $7,552.50. Garbage, $64.35. Cemetery, $10,461.21. Water Operations, $33,993. Sewer Operations, $6,246.82. EPA Water Project Loan Payment, $180,580.44. Water Deposits, $150. Clinton Sanitary District, $86,969.01. Special Tax Allocation TIF 4, $1,414.42. Motor Fuel Tax Fund, $4,422.43. Warner Hospital Health Services Operating Account, $511,297.07. Hospital Funded Depreciation, $270,460.38.
Entertain a motion to approve the bills.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Just a little bit of mention on the sanitary district bill. That is what we collect for the sanitary district. That doesn't stay with us. And of course, theirs is up because they had the requirement by the Illinois EPA to increase capital spending on their treatment plant to bring it into standards. Okay, call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. Now we have a report, my report, so there's a lot there.
There is. Reappoint John Hawlett, City Attorney, for a period of 1 year.
I make that motion.
Second.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
To reappoint Cameron Wilford, City Clerk, for a period of 1 year.
I make that motion.
Second.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
To reappoint Clint Lichtenwalter, City Treasurer, for a period of 1 year.
Make that motion too.
Second.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
To reappoint Todd Edmonds, Budget Officer, for a period of 1 year.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Call roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
To reappoint Steve Law, Public Works Director, for a period of 1 year.
I'd make the motion.
I'd second.
Motion made and seconded. Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
To reappoint Boyd Francis, Assistant Public Works Director, for a period of 1 year.
I'll make a motion. Second.
Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Okay. For streets.
Okay. Kenny, time for your department.
Okay, as everyone knows, we've had a lot of rain over the last month or so, dealing with a lot of issues with some flooding areas. And of course, that's put us behind on some of the other work, so we're still going to be out doing some tree trimming, tree cutting. And eventually, hopefully, these alleys get dried out and we'll be able to get here. Also, we've got a date set for the citywide cleanup. It's going to be the same as years past, where you come up to City Hall, pick up a voucher. You come up, start picking it up now. And it's going to be July 1st through August the 16th. Cameron, what's the hours on that? I see them on here.
They're on the voucher. I'm not sure off the top of my head.
I see them on here, so. Yeah, I don't see them on here. We'll report on that next meeting then. That's all I have.
While you're on that topic, Kenny, let's talk about the elevator. Because folks can't get to the second floor to get their voucher. What are we doing about that?
I guess if they call up here and can't make it up, maybe we can get somebody to take it down to them.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Did Johnny leave any kind of report?
He did not.
Okay. Danny?
All right. I'm going to start mine off with some changes that have happened in the fire department, effective May the 1st, which was this fiscal year. I've worked with the city administrator, city attorney, and another attorney to get these in place. They've taken a lot of time to fine-tune them to get to where they are, and these are where they will be going forward, starting May 1st. White Hat, Commissioner of Public Health and Safety, continue to serve as chief when responding to any fire call above department chief in his status as Commissioner of Public Health and Safety. He will continue to direct the scene in overall charge of the responding firefighter's officer. However, and I'm going to clear this up right now, by Illinois state statute, by city code, the commissioner is entitled to pay. Therefore, I'm going to continue to read. He will not be paid. I have chosen to take no pay for my volunteer service. Other volunteers in that he is serving in his elected capacity as Commissioner of Public Health and Safety. He will remain a volunteer on the roster as a member of the Clinton Fire Department, volunteer fire department. Should he no longer serve on the city council, he remains a regular volunteer of the department. Volunteers, this is a big change here. Volunteers, not part-time employees anymore. Members shall be considered volunteers and not part-time employees of the Clinton Fire Department. They shall be paid per call and not hourly wage rate. State filing. The volunteer organization shall immediately file necessary papers with the state as not-for-profit organization, and they were doing in the past. Bylaws, city code. The volunteer bylaws and appropriate sections of the city code will be updated to provide for the above. There is a clear and unambiguous documentation regarding this matter and the status of the volunteer fire department. I have instructed our city attorney to get this done in approximately 30 days. Furthermore, the following items were discussed for further consideration. Make appropriate revisions to the city code relating to the appointment of chief and assistant chief. While serving as official, Commissioner of Public Safety enjoys the liability protection under the Governmental Tort Immunity Act. Okay, that takes care of that. Those went into effect May the 1st. Okay, now we have some appointments.
Okay.
Reappoint Stephen Page, Fire Chief, for a period of 1 year.
I would make that motion.
I'll second.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion carried.
To reappoint Danny Ballinger Jr., Assistant Fire Chief, for a period of 1 year.
Make a motion.
I'll second it.
Ballinger?
Abstain.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
We have to vote on that at the next meeting because
not a majority.
We don't have a quorum with just.
We'll put that one off for the next meeting.
Put that on for the next meeting.
Reappoint Taylor Baxter, Public Health Officer.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion carried.
To reappoint Cameron Wilford, Sexton of the Cemetery, for a period of 1 year.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. You're stuck, Cameron. Anything else? Danny?
No, that'd be me.
Okay. Let's see. Sheet out here. What do we got next?
Year report.
Okay. Got some appointments.
Right here for your.
Yeah, there you go. I don't have anything to report except I would like just a brief update on the ongoing saga of the elk. Taylor, can you just bring us up to date on that?
Unfortunately, yes. Same story as last time we were down here. It's now gotten to the point where it's the same story over and over with them. There's parts that are not available, they're having to make some, they're just, our elevator is not in a condition to be, I mean, it's so old that it can't even be worked on at times because these parts aren't available. So we are looking at all of our different options, and we've gotten to the point where Mr. Hoblet is looking at our contract with the company that is servicing our elevator to figure out what methods we have as far as faster response times, or if we need to get out of that contract, what that would look like. So we do have proposals to get it replaced, and that is obviously a very expensive item, and also time consuming down here for even longer. So we're trying to band-aid it the best we can, but it's gotten to the point where John's gonna help us out to figure out what we can do next.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Finished business.
Approve the downtown sidewalk project bids with J.G. Stewart Contractors, Inc. in the amount of $270,211.42.
I'll make the motion.
Second that.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion?
This has been going on for a while, so I'm glad if we finally get this wrapped up, we're getting started on this. This needed.
Okay. Please call roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried.
Approve the Park Lane West subdivision 23 building lots total sale price of $330,081.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Please call roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. I guess we should mention that these prices that we're selling the lots at are subject to the appraisal that was obtained. Okay, next.
Approve the cyber hygiene agreement with CISA and cyber hygiene data sharing authorization.
Make the motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried.
Can I make one correction real quick?
Sure.
Up there when we read the price of the lots, Cameron, you read the one above it, the 330. It's 612.
You read the high bid one for the one above it, just so the record will show it straight.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're right.
Okay.
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 All right.
Approve resolution 2024-6, authorizing authority CISA agreement.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Motion's carried.
Approve the contract for city administrator services.
I'll make the motion.
Second that.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Okay, now we go to the new business.
On file, ordinance amending liquor regulations 3.3.15, clean burn oil furnace, maintenance facility street department with DSI recycling systems for $13,325. CGI Communications Inc. agreement and replacement tires for tanker number 7 for the fire department with Walker Tire for $3,184.
Okay, so we show those placed on file. Any other business?
I believe there were some other resolutions submitted that could be potentially put on file if you guys so desire.
Resolution granting authority to sell surplus real estate for Park Lane West subdivision. And a resolution approving the content of certain executive session meeting minutes of the City Council of the City of Clinton.
Second down.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Buchanan.
They're just on file.
Okay. All right. So we do not have a closed session. So it will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
We will have a public hearing on the 21st at 6:45 discussing the vacation of the alley between Fuller Street and Highway 54 East.